from Greater Santon and beyond. Get ready for the Santon Times Hour
with your host,
Alexander.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between and beyond, welcome to the Santon Times Hour, edition 184. It's week 10 of 2025, and as always, this show is also available on all leading digital audio channels online, including Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. Let me reintroduce myself. I'm Alexander Leipner, and this is the Santon Times Hour, the award-nominated weekly audio digest of all things Santon Times. A leading digital media maison chronicling life in Africa's richest square mile and beyond. And the show aims to be a rich mix of engaging content that spans topics from luxury to local culture, food to travel, motoring to lifestyle, and so much more. And whether you're discussing the latest trends with me in business or offering an insightful interview with a local celebrity, well, the Santon Times Hour continues to be your trusted source for information and entertainment, and of course, inspiration in 2025. So, a very special welcome to everyone listening for the very first time, be it on 91.9 or online, as well as the Santon Times Hour Nation in Johannesburg and Pretoria, across South Africa and everywhere else in the world, online or on air, wherever you are. I'm happy to report that all is well in Santon Land. And I've said quite a bit now, but I would like to also hear from you. So if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by sending through your questions, your comments, and your feedback on either email editor@santontimes.co.za. You can connect on social media @santontimes or hop onto the website www.santontimes.co.za. And for those who've been regularly listening, we also now have a WhatsApp line. So if you want to get in touch with the show specifically, you can punch in 084 Santon, that's 084-726-3866, and feel free to send through your voice notes, your text messages, and so much more, and we'll play those out in upcoming editions of the Santon Times Hour, and it'll be good to hear your voice, good to hear your thoughts as the show unfolds this year. Joining me on the team is the less than fluent in English, Vincenzo, back behind the mixing desk. It's good to see you, all the way from Bologna in Italy. I know you went to go visit some family. And, of course, you've been with us for quite some time after taking a bit of a break. But you've been with the show since almost inception, I think, 3 years ago. Vincenzo, you came and did a bit of a job shadowing, or what do they call it? Internship? Bit of experience, and you've never left. You're still around. My.
I remember being called out to the International Convention Center in Santon a couple of years ago. It was a very affluent wedding that was taking place within the Muslim community. And two very well-known Muslim businessmen were present at this wedding, and they were in a civil dispute with one another over the sale of a building. And the one got the other's bodyguards to attack each other. So they had this proxy fight take place in the foyer of the ICC, where they got their two groups of bodyguards to physically fight it out. It's absolutely pathetic to think people can conduct themselves in such a way.
What we tend to find in Santon Foyer is that areas of yours. I also love the clubs there. I mean, it's a nice space to really enjoy yourself. However, when people have had a bit more and they drive very powerful, beautiful cars, man, they start testing the horsepower of these vehicles to see whether what they read on the manual of that car is true, that the braking of this car or the speed it can reach it is. Most unfortunately, most of them never went for professional driving to understand the animal or the beast that they are driving, and they end up on our traffic light. And then out of this, we see a lot of fatalities as well. Young lives lost unnecessarily because somebody was happy driving a beautiful fast car. I don't think that's the way that people should go in this world, really. It's not worth it.
Well, heading back to Santon, I'm thrilled to be joined by a guest that I seem to be talking to on an annual basis, Nick Rabinowitz. He's back in Santon with a new show called Pension Killer, and it runs until the 3rd of August at the Theatre on the Square, and it's a brave new hilarious world seen through the eyes of a slightly heroic aging comedian. His words, not mine. Welcome, Nick, to the Santon Times Hour.
Thanks, Hal. We do speak annually, don't we? So we get to see how we've aged. There's a little bit more grey. I can see a lot more grey there. You can see a lot more of my giant forehead. I'm also thinning at the temples. So we are, in fact, aging and slightly less heroic. Slightly more heroic and slightly older. I don't know.
One of them is a musical that's on at the Monte Cassino Teatro. It's a Tony Award-winning musical called Dear Evan Hansen that is running till the 6th of April. And you and I went to go watch it, although I ended up walking out halfway through because I thought it was the end of the show and didn't realize it was an interval.
Well, as long as you didn't end up walking out because you didn't like the show. But you must have thought it was quite odd that the show would end at that
totally.
Point.
Totally. I only realized the next day. You see, it shows you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do a radio show and a podcast.
There is no accounting for you.
Alex, great chatting to you again, and congratulations on what you've done. And to everyone out there, we're trying to create something that is world class. That's what the reaction was after the first series. I think this one is even better, but I am just a little bit biased.
And Tom, thank you so much for making the time and taking the energy to be on the Sandton Times Hour.
Thank you for your good wishes. As I said, this is my last interview for a while, and I'm glad it was you. How we've come so cool.